The Maudine Company, makers of famous Maudine for dandruff and Maudine shampoo, take pleasure in presenting radio's newest quiz show, Three Strikes and You're Out. This program, staged on the Peacock Terrace atop the Baker Hotel in Dallas, is brought to you by Maudine as a reminder of the highly beneficial results you can derive through the regular use of Maudine products. Maudine for dandruff has been a recognized headliner for many, many years, with a reputation that is firmly established, fully appreciated. Maudine for dandruff is the famous medicinal product that helps to kill dandruff, stops falling hair, soothes the scalp, leaving your hair clean and fresh. Remember that Maudine for dandruff is a medicinal product and should be used as such. Follow the advice of hair specialists everywhere. Use Maudine for dandruff. And now, here's the program, Three Strikes and You're Out. Your pitcher, Jimmy McLean, to explain the simple rules. Presenting the old right-hander, that specialist on curves, Fireball Jimmy McLean.
Well, thank you, and good afternoon. Some folks seem to have the wrong idea about this show. We want to clear it up immediately. Three Strikes and You're Out is not a baseball quiz. We simply use a baseball format. The questions are general ones, informative, or trick. They are submitted by listeners to the program, and for every question we use, we pay a crisp new $1 bill. Now, you may send as many questions as you like. There is no limit. And for every one we use, we send you a crisp new greenback. In case more than one listener submits any one question, we award the dollar bill to the one first received. Here's how the quiz works. We have here in Peacock Terrace two teams, the red team and the blue team. There are five persons on each team. Now, we'll flip a coin to see who goes to bat first, and we'll fire the first question at the man or woman up to bat. The opposing team in the outfield will attempt to answer the question before the batter can do so. If any one of the five opposing outfield men can shout off the answer before the batter, then it's three strikes and the batter's out. But if the batter can answer first, he advances to the base previously announced with the question. If, when the batter gets on base, he wants to steal a base, he may attempt to shout out a correct answer to any question. But if he answers wrong and the umpire catches him at it, he's out stealing. If he answers correctly first, then he advances one base, and all men on base advance. It may sound complicated, but it really isn't. You just listen and you'll catch on right away. The winning team will receive $25 in cash, and all contestants get a large bottle of Maudine for dandruff and a bottle of Maudine shampoo. For their cheers and applause, and for their boos of the umpire, everybody in the audience will receive a bottle of Maudine shampoo. And now, we're all set. So come in, Mr. Announcer.
Well, the captains of the two teams will flip a coin to see which team will bat first. The audience over here is tense. There goes the coin, I believe. Now, they're looking at it carefully. It fell on the floor. Yes, and it's the blue team up to bat first. Oh, made a mistake there. The red team comes up first. The red team, by the way, is from Fort Worth, and the blue team from Dallas. The lineup is as follows. On the red team, Mr. F.M. Stevenson, Mr. Connery Hightower, Mr. Gordon Collier, Miss Margaret Hibbard, and Captain O.D. Seamster. On the blue team, Big Bill Sprague out there, George Basham, Miss Jean Campbell, David Leeson, and Captain Del Gibbs. Now the pitcher, Jimmy McLean, rubbing rosin on the ball out there, reaching down into the question box for the first stumperoo, and Connery Hightower of the red team is up to bat first. The five members of the blue team are in the outfield, straining to hear the first words of the question in order to answer first and cause Mr. Hightower to swing at the ball for a strike. The umpire, Mr. Rhodes, is behind the pitcher, listening intently. It's his job, you know, to hear the first correct answer and call three strikes or a hit accordingly. And believe me, if we know Mr. Rhodes, his decision will be law. Now, pitcher McLean is winding up for the first pitch now, and here it comes.
It's a fast curve, belt high and right across the plate, and it's good for two bases. The question, when do two and two make more than four? I don't hear it. He hasn't got it. He's stumbling. He's going to miss it. It's a ball! When the batter is unable to answer the question, and when none of the opposing team in the outfield can answer, the umpire calls a ball. So it's ball one, strike none. The answer is two and two make more than four when they make 22. All right. Here's the next one now. The count is ball one, strike none. This is a trick question, and it's good for one base. Mr. Hightower, if the Lone Ranger and Barney Google traded horses, what would the Lone Ranger say?
Hi-ho, spark plug.
Hi-ho, spark plug. It's a hit, and he goes to first base. That was a one-bagger for Hightower of the Fort Worth team, and it's the first hit of the ball game. Captain Seamster up to bat now. And it's a three-bagger. This is good for three bases. We hear a lot lately about the music fight between two major music societies. If I give you three bases for the correct answer, Captain Seamster, can you tell me quickly what the letters BMI
say? Broadcast Music Incorporated.
It's a hit, the umpire says. Oh, here we go. The Fort Worth team scored on that one. That brought in Hightower for the Fort Worth team because Captain Seamster got that one on a hit call by the umpire, and he's on third base. And Seamster for Fort Worth is on third. Connery Hightower came in. The first score for Fort Worth. The score is now 1-0 favor Fort Worth. And there was a little argument there. The Dallas team didn't like that much, but the umpire called it a hit, so that's the way it goes. Here goes the next one. Miss Hibbert up to bat for Fort Worth. Get set for two bases. If you can sock this one into pay dirt, it's a test of your vocabulary. If a tantrum is a fit, what is a tandem?
It's a...
Three strikes, you're out.
Three strikes, you're out, the umpire called. Three strikes, you're out. Margaret Hibbert went down swinging that time for Fort Worth. She knew the answer, but she didn't get it out quick enough. The Dallas team out in the field answered first, and so Miss Hibbert goes down swinging. That is one out for Fort Worth, one run, a man on third base, and Mr. Stevenson up to bat. Here we go. This is serious. Watch it for two bases. Which entrance to the Panama Canal is farthest east?
Pacific.
Right. I heard it. Three strikes. He's out. It came from the Dallas team. Dallas is getting with it now. Yes, indeed. That was Mr. Leeson, I believe, of the Dallas team who answered that question correctly, putting out Mr. Stevenson at home plate for Fort Worth. That's two outs for Fort Worth. And Mr. Collier is up to bat. This is a one-base question. What animal is proverbially innocent?
I haven't heard
sheep.
It.
Lamb.
Lamb? It's a hit, the umpire calls. So Mr. Collier goes to first base, and that score seems to for Fort Worth. It's another score for Fort Worth. The score is now 2-0 in favor of Fort Worth.
Come on, let's put him out this time.
Here we go with a three-bagger. This is worth three bases because it's a trick question, and it's a toughie. Connery Hightower, the leadoff man for Fort Worth, is at bat once again. And the man is on first base. So let's see what Fort Worth does with this one. If men were babies, what would suspenders be? I haven't heard it.
Diapers.
I haven't heard it.
Carter.
I haven't heard it.
Crazy pants.
It's a hit, the umpire called. Mr. Hightower goes to third base, and it scores another one for Fort Worth. The answer was safety pins. Safety pins. All right. The score is now two outs, with the score three for the red team from Fort Worth, none for the blue team of Dallas. There are two outs, only one more necessary for Dallas to come to bat. Captain Seamster is up to bat for Fort Worth. Two bases for this famous quotation, if you can identify the author. Identify the author. Who said, doing business without advertising is like winking at a pretty girl in the dark?
Will Rogers?
I haven't heard it. They're guessing.
Collier.
The columnist, somebody said. They're on the right track. It's the Dallas team. It's a ball, the umpire called. After a reasonable length of time, that's a ball. The answer was Brisbane. Somebody got it after. Somebody.
Come on.
He got it after. All right, if the umpire doesn't let you have it, why, he doesn't let you have it. I can't do anything about it. Now, you'll have to argue with the umpire on that one. The umpire called it, so that's the way it is. A ball. Ball one, strike none. Seamster still up to bat. One base on this one. Maudine helps to retain a full growth of hair. But what man was most famous for his head of hair? I haven't heard it.
Three
strikes is out. That's three out for Dallas. That retires the sides. The score, ladies and gentlemen, is 3-0 in favor of the Fort Worth team. Dallas coming up to bat. Perry Dickey, take it away.
Changing sides, I have a very important message for you folks listening in. Now, in each program, we're going to have one home run question. To submit a home run question, you must include with your question the paper neckband from a bottle of Maudine for dandruff or Maudine shampoo, or a reasonably accurate drawing of the neckband. And for the home run question, we pay the sum total of $10 in cash. Now, have you got that? Submit all the $1 questions you want without the neckband, but if you want to enter your questions as home run questions, you must enclose a Maudine neckband or a drawing with each question. And now, yonder's the pitcher once again, and here he is, Jim McClain.
All right, thank you, Perry. The Dallas team is up to bat with Captain Del Gibbs, the leadoff man, up for the first question. The score is 3-0 in favor of Fort Worth. It's the second half of the first inning. Del Gibbs, good for two bases. What planet is positively known to be inhabited? It's three strikes and the man is out. The Fort Worth team answered that while he was thinking. He was thinking about it. He would have gotten it, but the Fort Worth team out in the field nabbed that one quick. So the man's out. It's one out against Dallas. Big Bill Sprague up to bat now. Well, this is a three-bagger. What famous household word today was derived from the letters of the name of a man who was christened Needham? A famous household.
Maudine, you're out.
You're out, Fred. The Fort Worth team got that one. The answer was Needham. That is Maudine spelled backwards. Mr. Needham, the originator of the famous Maudine for dandruff, and his name spelled backwards is Maudine. The next one. And Mr. Leeson for the Dallas team up for his first crack at the ball. It's a one-bagger. One base for the quick answer to this comic strip author identification. Who draws the comic strip Little Orphan Annie?
I wouldn't swing on one.
Harold Gray, you're up. Harold Gray was the answer. The Fort Worth team answered that one. And that retires the sides. 1-2-3, just like that. That was a quick inning. All right, Perry Dickey.
And now they're changing sides once again, ladies and gentlemen. The pitcher's reaching down, getting ready. That's the first inning, and it seems that one of these teams isn't doing quite so hot. Now things have quieted down once again. Man's up to bat, and yonder's McClain again.
All right, the score is 3-0 in favor of the Fort Worth team. Dallas failing to score in their second half of the first inning. Margaret Hibbert is up to bat. It's a double. Two bags if you can get a safe hit on this musical question. If Mahatma Gandhi is the ruler of India, who is Lyman Gandhi? I haven't heard it. She's thinking. The Fort Worth Dallas team cannot get it either.
Ball!
It's a ball! Mr. Rhodes calls a ball on that one, so she gets another chance. The answer is Lyman Gandhi is a piano player. Lyman Gandhi, a piano player in Kay Kaiser's orchestra. All right, Miss Hibbert, ball one. A serious question that's worth three bases. What state of the union has every other letter the same?
Alabama! Three strikes!
Three strikes, and the Gibbon goes down swinging with the Dallas team answering that one. All right. It's one down for the Fort Worth team. Mr. Stevenson, F.M. Stevenson, up to bat. This is a scrambled motion picture title. The title of a picture that came out several years ago and from which several sequels have been made. Scrambled, it is worth nothing. But unscrambled, it is a two-base question for the batter. Scrambled, it goes like this. The emaciated male.
Thin man.
Three strikes,
and you're off. Yes, sir. They're heckling the umpire on that one. It was almost a tie. As a matter of fact, it looked like a tie from here, Mr. Umpire. All right. Let's not be partial. I guess the pitcher shouldn't be partial. But it's an out for Fort Worth. Two outs now for the Fort Worth team with Mr. Collier up to bat. A serious question with two bases as the reward. In what city were the Rough Riders organized?
San Antonio.
Three strikes, and the man is out. With Mr. Leeson of the Dallas team crashing through for the answer on that one. And Mr. Perry, take it away while the sides change.
Well, our time is just about half gone. And before the second half of the program rolls around, may I remind you that this fascinating new quiz game is brought to you by the makers of Maudine for dandruff and Maudine shampoo. And right now, we'd like to tell you a little about Maudine shampoo, the fresh, unperfumed shampoo that men and women alike appreciate. Maudine shampoo is a newer product than its companion, Maudine for dandruff. However, thousands of new users have already acclaimed this remarkable shampoo as the best hair cleanser they've ever used. If you're looking for a shampoo that lathers quickly and leaves your hair soft, brilliant, and silky, be sure to use Maudine shampoo. Remember, the two products go together. Maudine for dandruff, to help rid your scalp of unsightly dandruff, and Maudine shampoo to keep your hair clean and fresh-looking. So ask your druggist for Maudine for dandruff and Maudine shampoo tonight. Now, before the second half starts, may I remind you once again how you may participate in our program and win cash awards for your efforts. If you have a question or several questions for our program, send them in to Three Strikes and You're Out, in care of KGKO, Dallas. And for every question we use, we pay you one crisp new dollar bill. If you have an extra good question, submit it as a home run. But be sure to enclose with every home run question the paper neckband from your bottle of Maudine or a drawing of the neckband. And for the home run question each week, we'll pay 10 new $1 bills. Remember, you need not send the neckband with your regular question, but you must send it with every home run question. And now to the second half. The Blues are up. Pitcher McLean is out there getting his wind. He's winding up just a little bit. The umpire's getting a worried look on his face, and here we go.
All right, it's the second half of the second inning with Dallas up to bat and Miss Jean Campbell leading off for the Dallas team. It's a three-base hit if you get it right, Miss Campbell. Get ready, because it's a tricky one, but it's awfully easy. And how? Who is Mr. Dean's mother?
Maudine!
It's a hit!
It's a hit, ladies and gentlemen! All right, Miss Campbell goes to third base on that one. The answer was Mr. Dean's mother is Maudine. All right, Mr. Basham up for the Dallas team now. It's a scrambled motion picture title that's worthless to us. But if the batter can unscramble it, we will award two bases to the batter. And that will score Dallas. So, Mr. Basham, get with it. The title is Vocalize You Transgressors.
Three strikes, you're out,
the umpire calls. So Mr. Basham goes down swinging. All right, that's one down for Dallas. Mr. Dell Gibbs, the captain, is up to bat. He's going to try to score Miss Campbell, who is on third. Let's see if he can do it. This is worth three bases in anybody's ball game. Who is the child of your mother's mother-in-law? My father.
It's a hit.
Your father. That scores Miss Campbell. That's a three-bagger, Mr. Gibbs. Go to third base, and that scores Miss Campbell for the first Dallas score, making it 3-1 in favor of Fort Worth. With Big Bill Sprague coming up to bat, only one down for the Dallas team. Here we go. If you know your former popular songs, Big Bill, you'll be able to collect two bases on this one, thereby scoring your captain, Mr. Gibbs. What form of locomotion is used to get off to Buffalo? It's a hit! It's a hit, the umpire calls. Here comes another score. Dallas, two bases on that one, and the Fort Worth team is putting up a terrible protest on that. But the umpire called it a hit. The answer was shuffle off to Buffalo. Mr. Leeson is up to bat now, and the question's coming up. Well, this pitch is good for three bases. It's definitely a trick question, but definitely. Why was Goliath so astonished when David hit him with a stone?
I think you're going to hit for.
Hey, three strikes.
It's out. You're out. The answer, ladies and gentlemen, was nothing like that had ever entered his head before. And the Fort Worth... The Fort Worth team got that one first. That makes two down for Dallas and Miss Campbell up to bat with the score 3-2 in favor of Fort Worth. Miss Campbell, two bases for this one, but you'll have to think quick. Warner Oland was the original Charlie Chan on the screen. Who plays the part now?
Three strikes,
then
you're out.
Three strikes, then you're out. The Fort Worth team cashed in for that one.
I got that. I demand my rights as an American citizen.
Now, while the teams are changing sides, I'd like to call your attention to one very important rule of the game. Now, at exactly 4:26, Mr. Rhodes, the umpire, tall guy out there, will call the game, regardless of the standing of the moment. Now, this must be done because of the necessity of finishing the show on time. Remember, no matter what happens, at exactly 4:26, the umpire will call the game. And now, back to the field and Jimmy McLean.
All right, it's the beginning of the third inning, the first half, the third inning, with a score 3-2 in favor of Fort Worth. Fort Worth is up to bat, and Mr. Connery Hightower, the leadoff man, is ready for the first pitch. It's three bases for the answer to this trick question. It's a curve, so watch it closely. If you had a mama duck and three little ducks in a box, what would you have?
Four ducks.
What?
Four ducks.
You have four ducks.
Now,
three strikes.
Deny
that.
The umpire. The umpire is in trouble. Mr. Rhodes, please make up your mind on that one. The umpire called it out. I couldn't tell whether he really meant it or not. He was sort of fumbling there. He meant it. All right. The man is out. The Fort Worth team answered a box of quacks. The answer was the Dallas team. The answer was a box of quackers, but the umpire called it out, so the Dallas team gets credit for that one. One out on the Fort Worth team with Captain Seamster up to bat. It's good for two bases in anybody's language. What is the state motto of Texas? The state
friendship.
Friendship.
It's a hit.
He goes to second base on that one. All right, Miss Hibbert is up for Fort Worth now. A man on second base and one down. Miss Hibbert, three bases on this one. Watch it closely. What goes around the neck of a bottle of Maudeen? Three strikes and you're out, with Big Bill Craig of the Dallas team answering that one, putting her out. She went down swinging. All right. And Mr. Stevenson of the Fort Worth team is up to bat now with two down and only one to go. Nobody on. I'm sorry, Captain Seamster is on second base for Fort Worth. This is one that will score him, Stevenson, if you get it right. It's a trick question and it's worth three bases. The toe said, "I'm coming through." What did the sock say?
Darn if you do.
Three strikes. It's a stolen base. Mr. Seamster stole to third on that one by answering correctly on base. The answer was, the toe said, "I'm coming through." The sock said, "I'll be darned if you do." All right. Here's the next one now. Only one base for the answer to this quickie that is straight across the plate. What was the score of the biggest game this year in the Cotton Bowl?
13-12.
Three strikes and you're out. And the Dallas team got that one. That retires the sides. And the score is the Dallas team, if Mr. Eccles will move a moment, 3-2 in favor of the Fort Worth team, Mr. Dickey.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, there's just one little thing I want to tell you about this program. We want to invite every one of you to come up and see it beginning next Sunday. It'll be here for your enjoyment, and it's lots more fun if you're here. And now, back to the ball game.
All right, team is up, and here comes the home run question of the week. Good for $10 silver to the person who submitted it. What one word describes the difference between Maudine for dandruff and most other hair tonics?
Maudine.
None better.
No perfume.
No oil.
Medicinal.
No soap.
Medicinal, I heard it right over there. How about that?
Three strikes
and he's out. One of his own members on the bench answered for him, and three strikes and he's out.
Robber!
All right. The answer was medicinal. That is the difference between Maudine and the other hair tonics on the market. All right, Dell Gibbs, the captain, is up to bat. And here comes the question, one base on this one. Insurance companies tell us that they will give a better fire risk rate to homes in what South Texas town? South Texas.
Houston.
Nope.
San Antonio. Houston.
Ball.
It's a ball. Time. The
ball.
Yes, sir. He called time. All right. There's the umpire's decision, and we've learned not to argue with Mr. Rhodes, so the game's over. With the final score, 3-2 in favor of Fort Worth. 25 silver dollars to the winning team and a bottle of Maudine for dandruff and a bottle of Maudine shampoo for the members of both teams. And to the audience for their cheers, their applause, and their boos, a bottle of Maudine shampoo to each and every one of them. All right. That's all for today. We'll be back again next Sunday, same time. We've enjoyed having as our guest today the druggist of Dallas and Fort Worth. Next week, we'll play host to the barbers of these cities and their families and friends. The third week, our program will be open to the public, so prepare to attend. And be sure to send your questions, as many as you like, to 3 strikes and you're out in care of KGKO in Dallas, Texas. Before we sign off, here's your announcer with an important word.
3 strikes and you're out is presented each Sunday at 4 p.m. by the makers of Maudine for dandruff and Maudine shampoo. Now, before we leave, we'd like to tell you how to help rid your scalp of dandruff with very little effort on your part. First, get a bottle of Maudine for dandruff and a bottle of Maudine shampoo from your favorite druggist. Apply a few drops of Maudine for dandruff to loosen the dandruff scales on your scalp. Then, shampoo your hair thoroughly with Maudine shampoo. You'll find after the shampoo that your hair is soft, clean, and brilliant. Then, rub a few drops of Maudine for dandruff vigorously into your scalp. And remember to use Maudine for dandruff several times a week to help prevent dandruff. With this simple procedure, you'll find that your hair will always be clean and fresh. Remember to get both Maudine for dandruff and Maudine shampoo today. And send all questions for this broadcast to 3 strikes and you're out in care of KGKO Dallas. Remember to include the neck band from a bottle of Maudine or a facsimile with every home run question. We'll pay $10 for every home run question we use. If you send only $1 questions, you need only send your name and address. All questions become the property of Maudine, none may be returned, and the decision of the judges shall be final. Print your name and address plainly on every question, and listen next Sunday at 4 p.m. Until then, this is your announcer, Perry Dickey, speaking for the makers of Maudine, for umpire Larry Rhodes, for pitcher Jimmy McClain, and the members of both teams, and bidding you goodbye. If you would like to appear as a member of one of the teams on this program and participate for the $25 in cash, write your reasons for wanting to appear and give your qualifications as best you can. Mail your letter to 3 strikes and you're out, KGKO Dallas. This program originated in Peacock Terrace atop the beautiful Baker Hotel in Dallas.